The 10th chapter of Proverbs. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Can y'all say amen right there?
Amen.
Sonny can say amen right there. Amen. Bill Spartan say amen right there.
Amen.
Yeah, it's a heartbreaker. Tom Melissa can say amen right there. You get to rejoice when they get saved, but when they're out in sin, they're breaking your heart. You lay awake at night. You worry. You wonder. You say, I'm not going to worry tonight. I'm going to let it go by. But we end up worrying and fuming. And if we ain't careful, even lose our joy and our shout, our happiness with God. And that's what Satan's about. If he can't tear a wife and a husband apart, he'll go to grandma and grandpa. He'll go to any length. He'll tear children down. He'll take you any length to separate you from the love of God. Whatever it takes, amen. And I'm glad today I'm built on a solid foundation, an everlasting foundation, glory to God. And if we've had troubles, we understand. If we need to stop, if we've had troubles, we need to stop and understand how we break God's heart when we don't worship God, when we don't give God praise, honor, and glory for everything He does for us. Prices are going come out of sight, but I need to praise God. I can still buy a loaf of bread. I can still buy a gallon of gas, glory to God. And it may get worse, but I need to praise God. It don't make no difference which direction it goes. I need to praise God, because one day I'm getting out of here. I talked to a boy, pulled into my house there today. Amen. I used to be in church, used to play guitar, used to sing, and that's the first thing I asked him. Amen. I remembered his name. Part of it, didn't he remember his first name? I said, are you still in church? No, but we listen. Oh, we listen. Can I tell you something? There's something we need to do. Your presence, glory to God, you'll never know what your presence means to Preacher Bill. You'll never know what you pray. I talked to the sister there. She said her dad's church running 11, 12 people, and it breaks their heart. It's discouraging when our people don't want to serve God and our people don't want to worship God. A Jesus that died on the cross, amen, that I could be set free. I don't have to die and go to hell. It don't matter what they say about me, how they talk about me, how I dress or how I act. I don't have to die and go to hell. I've been born again, Sonny, by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I need to praise Him wherever I'm at. I need to give Him honor and glory. Glory to God. I need to stay on the foundation, amen. That ain't going to crack. The foundation that's stable, the foundation that's on solid ground, the foundation, amen, that's created for mankind. And it ain't going to break off and drift away and go in another direction. It ain't going to write a new book. It ain't going to tell us something else we got to do to be saved. But God is stable today. He said, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm saved if I believe and trust in God and walk in His name. Give Him praise and honor and glory. I'm saved. Glory to God. I don't have to go check with somebody and see if I'm saved. I'm saved. Amen. No, I'm saved. I have a desire to be in God's house and to preach His word. Let me read it fast. He said, treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. Righteous delivers from death, honey. Amen. The Lord will not suffer the soul of righteous to famish. Amen. So God's going to take care of us. Let's don't get in a lull over all of these high prices and all these things that's happening, because they're crazy and aborting babies and turning gays loose and acting like a bunch of nuts. Glory to God. We need to be happy that we're sane in our right mind and know what the Word of God says. Amen. And the Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but He casteth away the substance of the wicked. Can I tell you, the wicked is going to be caught without. The wicked is going to be caught and not have enough. The wicked is going to be left out in the cold. I'm glad, glory to God, in 1968 I seen the need for Jesus Christ. Praise His holy name. He becometh poor that delayeth with a slack hand. Listen to this, a slack hand. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. How about them that won't get out of bed in the season and they wonder in the wintertime where it went? I remember as I laid brick, and in the wintertime, a lot of days it was wet and you couldn't lay brick. So I couldn't depend on a steady income. So I had to do something with it. my head in the summer when I made it and make it last all year. A farmer had to do that. The backer farmer had to do that. Today we're just a love lolly. We don't know when we're going to work. We don't care whether we work or not. And we'll go, we'll lay out of church, amen, to go do something that God didn't even tell us we could do. Amen. That's how it is today. It becometh the poor that delayeth the slack hand. The hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son. But he that sleepeth in harvest. You ever tried to go out in the garden and get a mater in the wintertime right after Christmas? Them after Christmas maters ain't much, are they? But he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. This is what I feel has happened to America. We have slept through the harvest. He said the crops are white, ready to harvest, but the laborers are few. And we have slept through the harvest when God had opened doors for us to be a spiritual being. Amen. We didn't go. When God gave us a shout or a testimony or a witness to somebody, we let it go by because we didn't want to offend. And eventually this thing is beginning to go away. And amen, when you want to testify, sometimes the testimony ain't there. When you want to tell somebody about Jesus, because the winter has come in on you. Amen, because we slept through the summer when the harvest was good, when we could have been eating from the master's table and we let it go by. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Pray for me. I got bad eyes. I clear I have. The memories of the just. I got King James, old King James Bible. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Amen. He said, the name of the wicked shall rot. Can I tell you, some of leading our nation today is going to rot. I'm not the judge. They're not going by God's holy word. The wise in heart will receive commandment, but a prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. So I'm going to tell you, be sure our sins will find us out. He that winketh with his eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. Can I tell you something? If we are righteous men and women, it's a well of life. Amen. When we speak, we can speak like TJ was talking there. The boy never understood how salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, can put a family together, how he can take a meth head, amen, and put him behind the pulpit, how he can put him up singing, how he can put a testimony in his heart. I'm talking about a meth head that slept in cars, slept under cars, slept with the dogs, amen, and God can put them back in the house of God. God can put them up and clothe them and be in their right mind. I'm glad for the old Gadarene maniac, amen. God clothed him and put him in his right mind, and he found him testifying of the goodness of Almighty God. The mouth of the righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Can I tell you, an old hateful spirit, glory to God, and the hateful spirit is out there today. Amen. If you got to, you can't carry on, have humor. I'm going to do it or bust. Amen. If I make the whole world mad, I'm going to enjoy my salvation. I was in a place, me and Janice's brother was in a place Tuesday, I believe it was, yeah, in Mount Airy. I had a chauffeur. I could just ride around. Boy, I could relax and meditate. I didn't have to drive or nothing. Everything worked out for me. Just had a great day. There's an old man. When I say they're old, brother. He's at least my age or older. He had one of them little black like old taxi driver hats and his black uniform. I just felt like he just needed talking to. And I walked over and went talking to him. He said, "Hi." I thought the same thing. "Huh? We got talking about Jesus Christ and he got to hearing better." Amen. They'll start dodging you when you start talking about Jesus Christ. They'll start dodging. That old man loved the Lord. Amen. I couldn't understand all he said and he didn't understand all I said. But we had a ball. We aggravated everybody that come down that aisle. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who? Time the law got there, I'd done be gone. Amen. Amen. God is good to us if we'll just stop and think about it. God gave God gave me the opportunity after that to go over and talk with a little girl's got Crohn's disease. It's got to be cut open and have a bag put on her. I prayed for her before. I hadn't seen her in years, and her mama pointed her out to me. Got to go over and talk to her. Got to go in the hospital with three little kids. Let me say two. I know she got two now. There's three there, but I don't know if it's all hers or not. But think about mama going in with a colostomy bag and mama with all of these problems and still got little ones to raise. Hey, man, I'm telling you, we need to be praising God today. I'm glad we're on an everlasting foundation. How about it, Crystal? Glory. I even talked to your sister yesterday. Hey, man, glory to God, I had a mouth running fit yesterday. That's good. If you have a good day, let it roll, glory to God. Let it roll. I didn't meet hardly no adversaries when I got back home. I didn't meet none then. I'm picking. But thank you. Seriously, church, when you have a good day, do something. Everybody don't have a good day. But if you have a good day, testify of it. When the joy and the glory of God, when you got a full tank of gas, glorify God. When it gets down empty, you slow down a little bit, but we need to glorify God. Let me read. I want to read all this, and I want to get us out of here early, folks, anyway. Hatred stirreth up strife. But love covereth all sin. He said, love covereth alcohol and meth and a harlot. He said it covers all sin. You know what? It's the truth. This is the truth. I was in Galax and I hadn't seen it. But that day that I preached how a faithful city has become a harlot, it was that week. Last two messages, I felt like I've just failed. I preached in my father's house, Sunday, and nobody shouted. But I'm going to keep preaching anyhow. I felt like I just failed. But was in Galax, and I hadn't seen this sign. And I just had preached that message. And they asked, she didn't ask me, she asked another fellow that I was with, if I seen that sign, and it had H-O-R-E on a sign in their yard. And they kept explaining where it was at. I said, I know exactly where that's at. They've got it marked right. They've got it marked right. But I thought, I just had preached that message, how a faithful city in Logap, I ain't talking about a big town, a faithful city in Logap, amen, has become H-O-R-E. And put it out on the sign on a tree. I didn't see it. But the fellow said, yeah, my wife seen that. He was right above my house. I said, yeah, they've got it named right. But ain't it a shame when you can advertise out in the open, but don't go into the prison and preach against queers? Hello? That's where we're at today. I may get somebody to go with me and go visiting. Yeah. I tore down some signs when I was in the state. I can now, I guess. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. Can I tell you something? Listen, please, for God's sake, listen to me tonight. Honey, we have no understanding today that Jesus Christ is coming back. He ain't coming back after a drunk that says, I got saved, went down the creek to get baptized and laying down yonder with a harlot's house, drunk. He ain't coming back after them. He's coming after a church that's washed up, cleaned up, that's looking for Him, glory to God. They still pire in the blood, and we tried to make fun of the Word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. This is a good Wednesday night message. Honey, the Word of God, we need to be in the house of God. We need to be stirred up. We need to be moved by the Holy Spirit of God. We need to stand against the junk of this world. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. In the lips of a man that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Do we wonder why we're beat to death with the Word of God? We're void of understanding. Why don't we understand why God called preachers to preach? I'm not here to beat you. I'm here to preach the Word of God. I want to see you in heaven. I want to stroll over heaven with you one day. All these songs we've sung about for years, I want to hear them sung. I want the victory in Jesus. I want a glory to God, victory in Jesus. Amen. I don't want to hurt nobody. I don't want to hurt nobody. But we've let the little things of the world separate us from God. There's nobody here can tell me that's ever been on a week or two vacation that it didn't separate them from God. It changes you. We're just people. We're just people. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. 15, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life. The fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life. Can we tell the way of the fruit of the wicked? The Bible tells us over in Galatians, and I won't read it, but we can go there and read what the fruit of sin is and what the fruit of spirit is, what the fruit of the flesh is. It said the labor of the righteous tendeth to life, but the fruit of the wicked is to sin. He is the way of life that keepeth instructions, but he that refuseth reproof earth. You know, we don't want instructions today. Nobody wants to be told. He that had, I remember well, and it still excites me, and I'm doing everything I can to obey the law. I hardly ever speed, hardly ever. Sometimes they might get me driving too slow if I get to thinking. Yeah. I look back and there's 17 cars behind me and I'm running 40 miles an hour. Just having a ball. Saving gas. Amen. But think where we're at. Think where we're at. We've everyone changed. I didn't mean to change. I'd like to be like I was when I first got saved and all excited about Jesus. And Oscar, this one, I don't even think about it. There's a black cloud just hovers over, and it's depression, and it just wants to take me down. And it gets heavier and heavier, and it's something I can't change. I've got to flap and blow it away, get it away. Don't want it. I told you, and I said, I've just had a battle lately. So many little old bitty things just pile up. And it ain't God. It's the time we're living in. The time we're living in. Had people to work against me like I've never had people to work against me. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof earth. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. Let me tell you something. You tell me you love me and go talk about me, right there you are. That's the word of God. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander, the Bible said he's a fool. I didn't say that. The Bible said he was. How many are playing church all over the land? How many? Listen to what I'm saying. How many cannot talk to their brother in church and face him and shake hands with him and love him and hug his neck, glory to God, because there's an awe in our heart. And we still think we're going to heaven. We've got slandering, lying lips. Amen. We'll make a big to-do if we need them. This old preacher's been called several times. When they'd knock me down, beat me down, and come against me in church things and worldly things. But when they needed them, they called me again. I went and visited one a few weeks ago. Amen. I told Janet, they'll call again. And I said, old Bill will go if I'm able. One more chance to preach the Word of God that they'll get their heart right. They've lied with their mouth. They've slandered the church. They've made excuses why they're sitting home or why they're not able to come. But they're sitting in the hell holes of the world when they want to go. And still, you're judging me, Brother Bill. Amen. I'm going to preach at church. Amen. If you take me down now, glory to God, you can't get me young. Yeah, I spent all of my good days, amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. God will send me comfort where that one knocks the feet out from under me. I've seen it. God lift me up. You ask my darling wife. Ask her what God's done for me. When I ought to be out of my place and God's picked me up. When it looked like there wasn't no way to preach. When it looked like it was finished. Looked like he'd done all you could do. Hallelujah, I know Jesus. Well, I got saved. Amen. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth the slander is a fool. I'd like to tell you something. This is lying lips. If I stand here and tell you that you're saved and you can't get out of God's will, that's lying lips. And if I tell you you can sing around and do what you want to do and play in the world, shack up and do this and do that. Hello? That's lying lips. I don't care if they are 6 foot tall, they're lying lips. And I don't care if they're midgets, they're lying lips. Amen? They're not telling us the truth. Sin can't enter in. What kind of light would 54 years of my life be if you heard next week that I was drunk? My testimony would be shot. I'd be the laughing stock of town. They say, I know there wasn't nothing to that Jesus no how. I know that old Sperling boy wouldn't never make it. They forgot the 54 years they see that one time I failed. When it behooves us to live right, to walk right, to talk right. I can pitch one fit and ruin my testimony. Preach on, bro. He that utters the slander is a fool. 19. In the multitude of words, they wonder, they wanteth not sin. But he that retaineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of a righteous feed many. But fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he abideth no sorrow with it. I can't believe a country boy 2 weeks ago was cremated, and that's fine, it don't matter there. But his request, 50 years old, to have a party and to drink his last drinks with them, and his wife. And his wife carried out his request. I know I mentioned that Sunday. But it tires my heart out when people have got so cold and indifferent and unbelieving about God with no knowledge and no wisdom. I'm not talking about New York City. I'm talking about the party was right up here and less than a mile from where he died, right over there. Surely to God he heard the church bell ring. I didn't get across to him, evidently. I talked to him. I didn't get across, evidently. If you come drinking to mine, I hope you die right there. Amen. If I ain't preaching no better than that, something wrong. It is a sport to a fool to do mischief. It's a sport to people to get over on you. To bring you down, if they can knock your joy, if they can take your smile, if they can take your shout, if they can stop me from preaching, it'd be joy to them. That's what the Bible said. It's a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. The fear of the wicked, he shall come upon him, But the desire of the righteous shall be granted. The desire of the righteous will be granted. May not happen today or tomorrow, but it'll be granted. As the whirlwind, listen to this right here, the 23rd verse. As the whirlwind passes, so is the wicked no more. How many has ever seen a little whirlwind? We've seen the wind. We've seen the wind move the leaves. We watched it. I believe Todd told me that his wind gauge was like 61 mile an hour last week. And I was outside. I thought, I need to get out of these woods the way that wind was blowing. I didn't know which way the tree's going. But he said, a whirlwind passes, so is the wicked no more. So as that whirlwind goes through, you don't see it. The leaves lays back down, you just can't tell. It's gone. But he said, the wicked the same way. He said, the wicked will be no more. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. That's what I'm preaching on. An everlasting foundation. And I thought about, if we're not built on the rock, if we're not built on the solid everlasting foundation, we'll crack. This church is man-made, and they poured a good foot, and I helped lay the brick. But right back there in that corner, it's give down just a little, and it cracked. And anybody that's ever laid brick or knows anything about building will notice that crack. Maybe some of y'all ain't noticed that crack. But there's a weak spot there. And if we build on something else besides the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm going to read that quickly. But if we build on anything else besides the Lord Jesus Christ, our foundation will fall. If we build on Baptist, Holiness, Methodist, Catholicism, whatever. Let me read this quickly. As vinegar in the teeth and as smoke in the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. Do you get that vinegar? Y'all ever drank any vinegar? It's bitter. It hangs on. I don't understand all it does. As vinegar to the teeth, and as smoke, all of you know what smoke in the eyes is, so is the sluggard to them that send him. If I send a man out, amen, to get a tree out of the road, and he goes out there and goes to sleep, he's sluggard. It ain't no benefit. He's just like smoke in my eye or bitter vinegar. I told some state workers, they said, this ain't your truck. I said, it's signed to me, it's my truck. You ain't going to dirty my truck up. You ain't going to mess up my truck. It's signed to me. I'm going to keep it clean. State paid for it. Our taxes paid for it. Amen. I'm going to take care of it. They wanted to jump up on my hood. I said, no, you ain't jumping on my hood. You go lay down on somebody else's hood. That's how I believe. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days. I've feared God for 54 years, and here I've made it to 80. Emma's feared Him a little longer than I have. She's soon going to be 81. Lord have mercy. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. That's the Word of God. That's the Word of God. And it said the first promise with what is it? What was it? The first commandment with promise. Honor your father and mother that your days be long on earth. That was, and I went back and I read that, and that was the first commandment with promise. It was with promise. And right there it says, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. That's a promise. The days of the wicked will be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the forward tongue shall be cut off. The lip of the righteous knoweth what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh forwardness. I know Proverbs, it's written in Proverbs, and it's a little bit scattered. But it every bit ties back down to the everlasting foundation. Let me read over in Corinthians quick, and I promise you we're going to get out of here. I promise you. It ain't going to be early, though. Amen. 1 Corinthians 3. And I'll try to just read it. 1 Corinthians 3. First Corinthians 3 and 11th verse. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So that plainly tells us in one verse that we can't lay another foundation. He said, now if any man build upon the foundations gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. Because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work what sort it is. If any man's works abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. But if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. There can be many different doctrines on that, but I see this as a man that just barely gets saved. All of his works is burned up because he's rejected God, and deathbed repentance, and he gets saved. And all of his works is burned up. All the good times, just like Tuesday. I had a good time Tuesday. I just had a good time Tuesday. It just blessed me. Seemed like everybody that I talked to or dealt with, I would listen. Amen. They enjoyed being there. Knowing ye not that ye are the temple of God. I'm going to read two or three verses and quit. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? So God tells us that He won't dwell in an unclean temple. So when we're sitting in places of uncleanness, God ain't there. God ain't there. If any man defile the temple of God, listen to this. This knocks the doctrine. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. The temple of God is holy. The respect for the church, and you hear more about it all the time, they're still the converters. They're still the sound system. They're still the lawnmowers. They don't mind stealing from the church. A thief, back in my day, wouldn't steal from the church. And as Jackie preached, we rob God, not just of offerings and tithes, but we rob God of ourselves. I believe the biggest robbery that I do to God is not giving more of me to God, not letting my testimony be greater for God. Let no man deceive himself. What does it say? Man can deceive himself. 18th verse, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, you know, his computer is as wise as God is, up there is foolishness. And I don't even understand them. How can I understand all God is? I can't. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thought of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Listen to these last two verses. Whether Paul or Apollos, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours. He said, all this is yours. And ye are Christ, and Christ is God. So, neighbor, I'm going to tell you, if we turn down what God has given us to go grab a little piece of this world that's going to go away, we're foolish. We're foolish. We need to build on an everlasting foundation. I've looked at it for years, sometime in the 60s. I don't even know. Sometime in the early 60s, I started laying brick. So I watched block walls and brick walls because that was my trade. And I'd seen how many. And then God called me to preach on down the road. And I watched the cracks because we built on a foundation that's not Jesus Christ. We built it on money, on jobs, on homes, pleasures of this world. We can say what we want to. But when I scramble to pay my light bill, sonny, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. When I scramble to pay my light bill, I talk to God about it. Yeah. And I tell Janet now, just write a check. I hate it's $200, but just write a check. It ain't always going to be that way. I think I said it a Sunday or two ago, but it's never left my mind. In Cuba, Castro had total control of the power, and he could cut their lights off. I was preaching, won't never forget it, under a mango tree beside of a house. And I was preaching on what we're going to do if our lights goes out. We had one light up on the side of that building shining down till I could read, and the lights went out. And we had a service that night. One old boy, it wasn't me, one of the Cuban guys had a flashlight and come up and help till I could finish reading and preaching. But what are we going to do when the lights goes out if we ain't on the everlasting foundation? I don't know what about y'all, but right there I felt the hair stand up on my arms. We've got something to talk about. I saw one ball player, and I'm not a ball fan, so don't knock me there. But they signed up one ball player for $30 million for 3 years. And they cry like a dog for by the preacher's gas. That's the world we're living in today. But it won't always be that way. I'm done. Let's come and pray. Communion, foot washing Sunday night. But don't forget to pray for Sunday morning, too.